My name's Roy Crew, and I'm a mental health survivor who lives in San Francisco. And Brittany, I just want to say to you how sorry I am that I didn't understand all the things that you were going through in the beginning. And it came to light to me when I saw that they were holding you for an additional 2 weeks and they were making your father the conservator of you, that the government had got a hold of you, and now the whole game is going to be played differently. And what I want to say to you is I've been there. I've been put away for 2 weeks. I've been struck down and tied up and injected, and I've had a whole lot of things happen to me that you're going through now. And I think it's important that you know that we're out here, and we're all over the country. In fact, we're all over the world. And we're here to say today from San Francisco that we support you in what you're going through, and if you need something, you can give us a call. So tell me how you feel about what's going on with Brittany.
I think it's a catastrophe for her to have to go through the experiences that I also went through in my life. I can't say it enough that they're taking things away from her that they took away from me too, my self-dignity and pride and my responsibility, and they decided they want to do it their way. And despite the fact that the changes I was going through in my life, making diagnoses and misdiagnoses and putting medication in me and making me do things that I wouldn't normally do to myself, strapping me down and injecting me too.
So tell me how it feels to be a father and to have to go through these kinds of things, knowing that your children are out there and need to be taken care of.
It's devastating because you want to be there for your children and you worry about your children, but then your hands are tied because you can't do anything about your kids. And then you worry about, how my kids doing, and are they thinking about me, or I know they are. It's just, it's devastating, to have to go through that. Brittany, situation with me happened, it's the same way, but I was behind bars, when they did me and took me and diagnosed me and put me in. I was actually behind the wall of San Quentin. But the experience, that you're going through is devastating, not only to you as an individual, but your family as well is suffering too, along with you.
Say something about how you've turned your life around and what you're doing now, your new path that you're taking.
My thinking changed. I started thinking positive things as opposed to dwelling on the negative things that was happening to me.
You got a new job.
Got a new job.
And you're helping other people that were in the same situation that you were in?
I'm helping other people that was in the same situation that I was in. And that makes me feel good about, even though I am still diagnosed, it makes me feel good about myself. Because I'm not so much thinking about all negative things that happened to me. I'm helping others, try to empower them to live an independent lifestyle.
How you doing?
I'm Patrick. I'm a mental patient in San Francisco. I do volunteer work. I don't eat today, and I try to get my medications, and I try to get better. So that's all.
And you've served our country too, haven't you?
Turned your country into what?
You've served our country too, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm a veteran, yes.
A vet, good. Thank you. America thanks you for that.
My name is James. I'm a dual diagnosed patient. I live here in San Francisco. Brittany, I've been in the hospital. I've been against my will. I've been confined for 30 to 60 days at a time. Like I said, I'm dual diagnosed, which means I have a mental health issue and a drug issue. I've been clean and sober 19 months this week. That's not really an issue. I'm just trying to get my mental health stability stabilized. And I can really feel for what you're going through. And I wish you the best. And all I can say is you just hang in there and things will get better. I know things don't look too good right now, but one good thing about that is you can only go up. And believe me, just hang in there, and things do get better.
And there's a lots of us holding our hand out to help her up, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There are quite a few of us.
There you go. Doesn't matter what city or what county you're in, we've got an organization somewhere there that's ready to help. Would you like to say something to Brittany Spears?
Hi, Brittany. My name is Fred, and I actually work in the music business, and I know exactly what the hell you're going through. You got everybody around you trying to jump at you. You got tons of money, and you don't know who to trust. But all I can say is trust that inner voice. Look for the people that really love you, and just hang in there because it will get better. Get detoxed out so you can actually realize that your brain works. Just take it one day at a time, and I hope that it goes well for you. Because when I had my major drug problem, I had to drop out of music for 2 years and not do anything. And that really hurt. And it may take that time. It may take time for you to get back to where you want to be. But if you hang in there and just find one or two people that you love and can trust, it'll get better. Have a good day.
Just go ahead.
Oh, just okay. Yeah. Well, my experience with mental health is that I have schizoaffective disorder. For schizophrenia, in my life, I did drugs real hard. I'm still really an addict, but I have mental health problems, still really bad. I don't do drugs now, but I take my medication and take your medication and live with people, and it's good people around you, and they can help you to feel better. And as the time goes on, they can feel over everything that you're going through. And I have seven children. Well, I was pregnant seven times, and I hurt one of my children from my own mental illness, and I still have lots of illness, but I go every day and I try to take my medication and be around people that can support me and help me out. It's hard, it's not easy, but you can do it.
So you're saying that support is a part of the process of healing, getting well?
Right, support is it will help you out. It will help you. And
you've had some issues with your children, too, just like Brittany has.
Yeah, I hurt my child. I had twins. One died, and I hurt one really bad. And I still feel bad. I can't function as much as I can because of it. But I hang in there, and I ask help whenever I can. I cry a lot, and my mind is boggled up some, but I take my medication and I just be around people, good people that I feel better, that can help me to go through some things that I can't explain, that I want to say, but breakdowns. I had a nervous breakdown in 1991 after I hurt my child. Well, before I was still in a lot of, I needed help bad first, but I didn't know that I had it. I guess when I was growing up, my mother never knew it. She beat me really bad. My mother did. I mean, really bad. I mean, I have cuts. I have a long scar here on my arm, but I still did worse maybe than her because she still didn't kill me like I did my children, but I did the same pattern. I was hit with an extension cord. And
so you're now here living on your own, out in the general public, no threat to anyone.
No, no threat.
You're clean and sober, and you're coming to program every day, and your life has completely changed around.
It has. And I know better now than what I did know. I was walking around just like looking at people and talking to myself, and that wasn't long ago. That was just recently. And I was picked up and they put me in a program. I wasn't smoking crack, but I was drinking beer. So I've been through a lot, maybe not as much as some people have been through, and I can help them better because I still had a lot of strength in me, and I want to share that with everybody, and I want everybody to share with me.
And so Brittany's very fortunate to have people intercede at this time before anything happens drastic to her children, huh?
Right, yeah. Get help first. Don't go to your children. Just get help first. And whenever you do, go with your children. Go with, like, a nurse or someone that can sit there and monitor you until you come through. Because I had the same problem with my children and my mental health.
So even though she's locked away now for 2 weeks or until they decide it's okay for her to leave, there is light on the other end of the tunnel.
Yes,
there is a way to go out into the public and live again.
There's a way, yeah. There's a way you can go back in the public and live again. Because I had it worse. You know, I did. I was locked up for a long time, in and out of hospitals and jail because of what I did to my children. And I would never feel like I'm a person because of what I did to my children.
So basically, I want you to know that there are people out there all around the United States that are waking up, and they're seeing what's happening on television, and it's a whole new ball game. You are now in for 2 weeks. That's what they have done to us. You need to understand that if you just hang in there for those 2 weeks and look for us when you come out, we're there waiting for you with open arms, and we don't have any issues other than to help you. So look us up. We're here at the corner of 7th and Market in San Francisco above the donut shop. And the number again is 415-575-1400. And if you're in San Francisco, come pay us a visit, and we will be more than happy to turn out numbers to say hello to you and welcome you to our family, because you're now part of our family. So don't just think that you've been left alone. You've got more family now than you've ever had.